how the situation goes. And if it's not going well, then there may be a time for a discussion with them that, you know, they got to pick up the pace.
The contract wording again covers if they do not perform the services as agreed to, that we can use the next available vendor.
Right. I'm just trying to cover all bases because I know that last year was extremely wet year and people trying to get into people's yards, and the location of some of these septic systems is a big deal, and trying to get the amount of days that you have where you can get in and get tanks. If you've got more trucks available and you can get in and get tanks for a week where it's the weather changes and you got a problem there. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's more to consider
yep.
in this than just maybe the lower price. I don't know. I don't have any egg to crack in this deal. I'm just saying that I want to make sure that this program we was just awarded for this program.
Awesome program. Awesome program.
And I don't want it to run into a situation to where we have maybe not the completion of 500 tanks if there's not 500 tanks to be pumped, but if there's more than that and we can't get to them. All these things, I'm trying to size up on what you want to do there. John, I don't...
I agree with you. I mean, it's a great program, and the integrity of the program's been great, you know, throughout the years we've been doing it with this contractor we have now. There's no doubt about that.
They came to us with a price increase, wanted a price increase because of the city raising the price on them, and then they sent us a notice saying that they would hold true to their contract, even though the price went up on them.
I think it was if that price went up, and then it ended up that it didn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they've went far beyond what they really had to provide to us or to the county as part of this program. They went above and beyond several times.
I don't know either.
I
don't know either bunch. I know the... I knew Mr. Borman. I knew the brothers in the older part of the company. I don't know anybody. I don't have any strings to tie to any of them. I'm just trying to figure out. I don't know who S&S is. Doesn't make any difference. I'm just trying to value the... might call upon... we got the city of Forsyth here. I don't think either one of them dumps in your location because of certain reasons, but do you have any knowledge of who these people are? Or
S&S?
Yeah.
We've not used them. Back years ago, we had a situation like this, and we chose to go to Forsyth strictly for the fact that in an emergency situation, they had five or six trucks, and at that time, S&S. One truck. Like John says, I don't have anything detrimental to say about any of them. We've always just went for performance. For the fact that when we have an emergency, we need to depend on that many trucks. The reason they don't dump at our plant anymore is because we went to with the biosolids. And so we're based on a dry ton usage, and we'd have to test every load that they dump because they pump things out 23% solid all the way down to 3%.
Yeah.
Just too hard to track.
Right.
John, what's your recommendation? Hearing everything you've heard.
I'd probably say S&S.
Move to award bid number 201610-352 to S&S.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll notify you of the contract.
You want this?
Yeah.
court orders.
Morning.
Morning.
First set of court orders I have is personal property paid abatements. These are refunds, and it's abatement numbers 300154 and 300155. They're on the same account number, or are they? No, they're not. Never mind. The first one.
Excuse me on this, and you guys can handle that. I've got to catch somebody.
The first one, which is 154.
He wants to wait on you?
No.
Taxpayer paid on a 2015 Dodge Journey per DOR. What's DOR stand?
Department of Revenue.
Department of Revenue. It was a 2014 model, and they're asking for a refund on that due to the your model change. The 155 is a corrected vehicle from a 2008 to 2001 GMC van. And they're asking a refund on due to the fact for a vehicle year model change.
Label that Exhibit A with today's date, which is the 5th, 6th? What is today?
Today is the 5th.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated 12/5/16.
Is that for the abatement numbers 300-154 and 155?
Yep.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next ones are erroneous assessments, and it's abatement numbers 202-897, 202-903, 202-904, 202-909. On the 897, taxpayer said she didn't send in the condo letter, and was a monthly rental for 2016. Changed from commercial to residential.
Chuck, I'm sure you've told me before, but I'm trying to remember. Not on that one, but on the next ones.
The next one, 903.
What I was saying is, do we base it on nights rented, or do we base it on?
The issue is the statute says that if a property is rented on less than a monthly basis, it's considered transient and should be commercial.
So it doesn't say.
So if it's on a monthly or longer basis, it's to be residential.
Right.
And this lady said she sent the letter in, but we didn't get it or whatever happened. And they rented on the monthly basis,
right. So
it should be residential.
So therefore it's residential. That's if I own a duplex and rent it out to somebody on a monthly
same
basis,
thing.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
But that doesn't, the statutes don't say if it's actually rented.
The issue is with Taney County, and we're the only ones that does it that way, and I've said this before, but doesn't hurt to say it again, is this is the process that was in place when I got here, and I looked at it, and I didn't find a better process. It's not perfect, but it is pretty good at treating people fairly, because there's a lot of people that will use it for their own use, which should be taxed residential. But then at the same, during the same year, they will rent them out. And so they report how many nights they rented it, and it's an honor system, and they get taxed for those nights as commercial.
Well,
those that they don't rent out, they get taxed as residential.
The first one and the last one are true residential because they're monthly rental, correct, Wesley?
909, let me look at it. There's a live commercial letter in there. Yes, it's saying in here that it is a long-term rental property for the 909 property and 897 abatement numbers.
Move to approve abatement number 202897 and 202909.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The other two I left out simply because they're commercial property. One of them's in Branson Canyon, and that's all that is nightly rental. Now, if they want to say they leave out a couple weeks for themselves to go in there and move, you know, have a vacation place, then I'm for that. But to say 40% commercial just because they didn't rent it out doesn't mean it's not commercial, pursuant to the statute.
If you do decide to go that way, if I may say, I don't think we're being consistent with those that we've done in the past.
Well, I think I've been trying to get you to be consistent with those in the past, so we'll have to look at those next year as a reassessment year. That's up to you. Move to deny 202903 and 202904.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We gotta start. It's gotta start somewhere. And we can't keep doing in my opinion, the wrong thing over and over. I mean, one of the letters it pretty blatantly says, "I was told that if I contact you, you'll change it for us." Is that's?
I don't believe that's correct. Where do you see that?
Hello, Chuck. I have 5 homes in Branson Canyon that are vacation rentals. I believe they are being assessed taxes as commercial properties that are occupied. In truth, they're only occupied between 120 and 180 days. I was speaking with some of the other owners, and they indicated that if I would talk to you, my taxes would be prorated based on the occupancy rate. Is that true?
That's what some people told him.
Okay. I'm just saying that's what...
Not what I said.
I understand that. I didn't say you said it. I'm saying it's being said that if they call you, you'll change it. Here he is in front of us. So.
But folks say lots of things. That's a whole lot different from what you say, Brandon.
I understand that, Chuck. I didn't say you said it. I said it's being said.
Okay.
The next set of abatements I have are clerical error. And it's abatement number 202907, 202908. They are on the same property. They're just different years. The 907 is a 2015, and the 908 is 2016. And it's